But you don't actually see a raw sweet potato, do you? So maybe that's just a birthmark.
Did you seriously eat a whole sweet potato?
You don't listen. I told you, I wasn't eating a sweet potato.
Did you seriously eat a whole sweet potato? I search around fruitlessly. Look, no more sweet potatoes. Oh, what am I saying? This is you we're talking about here. I'm going to hide all the sweet potatoes that are left, which isn't many, in the fridge, because some people can't be trusted. The dog attempts to look thwarted, but does not succeed because her tail is wagging so hard, small cyclones are forming in the kitchen. I have a very bad feeling about this. After a while, during which I do not even bother trying to return to what I was doing, I just stand in the computer room waiting. There is, as I wholly expected, a baseball bat eating noise. I stomp back into the kitchen. Okay, give me that damn sweet potato. The dog, looking up guiltily, says,
What sweet potato?
The one in your mouth.
Oh, did you want this? I found it lying here.
I confiscate the sweet potato and deposit it in the locking trash can. Let us say no more about this.
No, they'll be stealing my sweet potato.
I attempt to remember what I was doing before the sweet potato episode. Some 10 minutes later, I succeed and return to it. Not 1 minute later, I hear a noise with which I have become all too familiar. I bonk my head on the desk. Arrgh! Arriving in the kitchen, I say, How did you even get another sweet potato?
I have my ways.
Are you punishing me for being away for several days? I was at a funeral, you know. It wasn't fun.
How would I know? You didn't take me. You left me here with only one human to look after my needs. One human is not enough.
I shut the dog in the bedroom, conduct a sweep of the kitchen to track down all remaining sweet potatoes. I wipe up the random sweet potato particles from the floor and try to eradicate all traces of sweet potato from the house. I let the dog out. The dog looks at me and says sulkily,
Well, so you think you've won.
I watch her go about her business with that same sense of overwhelming doom that heroines of Victorian novels get when they meet Count Sinistra's Grimblack for the first time.